So there I am in the International Triennial Midwives Convention that I'm just magically in. Totally coincidental, like the rest of this marionette thing that goes on in my life. And I know to book in to see Vicky Chan because she was the midwife, home birth midwife I was going to have. And I know she's amazing, and I know because I've been to all these different home birth and standard midwifery conferences that they just did amazing films to empower women, so they were not going to get scared, so they could see amazing home births and what happened. So I know to put my name down, and they haven't put her in the plenary area, they've put her in a small room. So of course everybody's pouring in, and if they're not on the list, piss off, you can't come in because there's not enough room. So everybody's really upset because they've come from everywhere, they don't know what they're going to miss, and they do miss. So we all think we know what we're going to have, and so we're all there waiting to see an amazing home birth. And on the screen, we've got Vicky in her hospital greens in a hospital. So this is the story. Her and Nick, the woman that she was doing the filming with, show up at because she was doing some hospital and some home birth stuff. So she's shown up, and the hospital are quite happy for her to be filming what she's going to be for whoever. But who they've put her with is somebody who's having an elective caesarean. So, she's quite happy about this, right? So she goes, the woman has a chat, as she does. Is it okay if she films the birth? Of course it is. And then, what would you like? And she said, well, it's your film, you do it. No, Vicky said, it's your birth. What would you like? And so she walked her through all the disempowering that happened in all of the other ones. So at the end of it, this is what she wanted. She wanted everybody in the room to introduce themselves and tell them what they were there for. She wanted everybody to shut up about the cricket and who they were going out with because this was the first time that she was going to meet her new loved one. She wanted to find out what sex the baby was herself. She wanted to have the baby, I'm sure this is all coached by Vicky, but it doesn't matter. She wanted the baby to have its blood back before the cord was cut, and the baby was allowed, if it wanted to breastfeed. Now, she hated newborns and she'd never breastfed, and she didn't want to ever do that. So Vicky's obviously done a little bit of a okay, so that's that. So I think they were the parameters, and so then we get to see it. So Nick's been filming from the angle of we're seeing mum's head and the anaesthetist. So they've dropped the screen so we can see mum's head at the end of it. So we get a little bit of the cut, and then we get mum's head. And mum's mum falls in love with the baby. She hates babies. She discovers it's a boy. She would have wanted a girl. It's another boy. She's now got three boys. She lets him go onto her breast. Oh, he's feeding. And dad says, who is this woman? Has a UFO just dropped her in? This is not his wife. Because she had just been bonded with her baby, which had not happened for the other caesareans. And Vicky and Di and I and a few others of us are just a little mite passionate about you break that bond between you and that baby and you've got an uphill battle for the rest of your life, and you can go on about how dreadful your mother was when you're a teenager if you like. Your mother probably did everything she probably possibly could have to keep that intact, which is why I tell the story about my mother in our introduction, because that didn't end well. But it did for everybody else, because I'm on a bit of a bloody mission here. This is not good enough. You break maternity, that's not safe. It's not safe for mum, it's not safe for the baby, it's not safe for the father and the family, it's not safe for anybody in the culture. And there's no evidence to say what I've just said is not correct. It's all correct. We are mammals, we are supposed to have them like that. They're supposed to come here, and we are supposed to feel it. So then, I've gone and looked at a lot of what Michelle O'Donnell's done, a lot of other people, that's womecology.com. The future of suicide, he could predict how a person was going to kill themselves by virtue of their birth trauma. He could determine also whether it was safe to walk down the street in a city, whether it's third world, second world, or first world, relative to the birth culture 20 years ago. He also discovered that he could put Who knows this? Well, I do, because I'm inquisitive and not happy with the state of things. He put an order of agreeing to abortion on demand in the United States,
mm-hmm.
like this, and it had the same reduction in violent crime 20 years later. Because if a mother has to rear a child she hasn't got the resources for, without judgment, she can't, and it's not going to end as well as it otherwise would have. Now, okay, I didn't abort my two on each side. You know, I'm not in this, you know, like, it's a meta-statistical analysis thing. But generally speaking, if a woman, particularly back then, was aborting, it was because she wasn't going to get any support of any description, or he was violent and it just wasn't going to, you know, or whatever the story was. The children she already had were going to be lessened, their experience of life, because she'd had that one, whatever it was. Now, it's not okay to have men dictating to women how they choose their maternal adventures. It's not about our safety. It's not about the baby's safety. Because if it were, they would be having that first and foremost, and they would know that. And they're not running with it. And that's why we have home birth midwives being told they're dangerous. They're not. Sometimes, because of the goodness of their heart, they may well take on someone they know is a bit more high risk than they should be. But they also know if they free birth the way they intend to, it may not end well. The only safe place to birth is where a mother feels safe. Some people feel safer in hospital, fine, but you need to have midwives who feel safe enough to empower them,
mm-hmm.
because they're getting kicked out because they refuse to, for example, tell the women they have to poison their children otherwise they're not allowed out of the hospital. They're not going to get hepatitis B in the hospital, hopefully. They're not going to get hepatitis B in home. You give the kid hepatitis B and you've stuffed up their neurological system for the rest of their lives, and they can die from the hepatitis B shot at birth. You're not told this. You're not given the sheet that tells you. Now, what business have they got doing this? Because I know, you can find online the research that's been done on monkeys. And if you give a newborn monkey dose-corrected the same vaccination that a human one will do, it'll lose its sucking, snouting and rooting reflex and not be able to breastfeed. You have a newborn baby that's breastfeeding and you give it the hepatitis B and now it can't breastfeed. What a surprise. And this is the mechanism. See, I've done biochemistry. I go back into the mechanism and I go, that'd be stupid, wouldn't it? Why are we doing that? It's not as if we've got the plague and there's a vaccine, and that's bacterial, wash your hands anyway. You know, like when you start going into it and you go, okay, so what happened? Because maternity is natural, as is breastfeeding, as is birthing, mm-hmm. as is all of that. So we've got men in the way, and Vicky was trying to get out of the way. And so she turned to all the women and she said, what are you doing? Every cesarean should be like this. You know what birthing should be? Pointy finger comes out from Heather too. Change your C-sections. She's going to have a C-section for whatever reason. The problem that family would have now is one child was bonded with mum and the others were not. And I know, because I've had that happen. I had one dragged out with forceps, not having felt it. I thought I really loved my baby, and I did, until I had the unmedicated baby. I felt so grief-stricken for the elder one and so guilty. I didn't actually feel, I only felt one come out of four. The others were instrumental, but that's not, see, I'm maternal university. Vicky was pointing out to everybody to lift their game. It needs to happen. And you know, whatever, whatever is going to happen karmically, if you like, is going to happen, but my goodness gracious, biology, everybody's beliefs and you have to do it or this is going to happen, this baby's really precious. Hey, what do you think I felt about the one I was never going to have after the one who's massively brain injured? Is she any less precious than an IVF baby? And was he? No. I was intending to birth him. He got to be a cesarean, but that's not the point. And he and I would have been much better state if the staff had remembered why I was having a C-section. Because it wasn't elective. If I went to labour, the clot was going to burst. And he was transverse. So this is the cesarean I had. They hit me once and it didn't work. Excuse me, what are we hitting it for? Because in Christchurch at that time, the culture of birthing was, and the baby shoots out the hole. Well, the baby couldn't ever shoot out the hole because it would have been presenting with the side of its body.
Oh my gosh.
But separate to that, they hit me another time because the nurse was told off because she didn't hit me hard enough. So now we've got the clot everywhere. The baby's still inside. I'm bleeding to death. How safe is that? They were people at work, okay? So where do you feel safe? Well, personally, with myself and with somebody I trust. And if you're going to have an argument with your birth attendant 100% of the time, then perhaps that's not the way forward.